Chapter 12. Going Home. Something was in the air. White Fang knew it. All his senses told him that some big change was about to come. "Listen to that, will you?" said Matt one night. Scott listened. Through the open door came a low, anxious whine, like a sobbing under the breath. Then came a long sniff, as White Fang looked at his master, checking he was still there. "I reckon that dog's on to you," said Matt. Scott looked at his friend sadly. "I can't stay any longer. I've got a new job in California." "How could I look after a wolf dog there?" he said. He would hate living in a city anyway. Matt looked at him. "That dog loves you," he said. Scott glared across the table. "Don't make me feel bad. I've got to do what I think is best." The truth was that Scott was torn. He was miserable at the idea of leaving White Fang, but he knew that a dog like him needed the wide open spaces of the frozen north. 5 or 6 times he changed his mind, but in the end he decided firmly against taking him. Then came the day when through the cabin door White Fang saw his master packing his bags. This was just like last time, except that this time he knew what it meant. His master was going away and leaving him behind. Inside the cabin, the two men were getting ready for bed. "He's gone off his food again," said Matt. "Don't say another word," said Scott. The next day, White Fang's fears grew and grew. He wouldn't leave his master's side for a second, and when Scott was inside, he stood outside by the door, watching his every move. Then Scott took his 2 large bags out of the cabin, followed by a tin box. Now there was no doubt. The terrible thing was happening. White Fang watched as 2 men arrived. They took the bags down the hill towards the steamship port. Scott called White Fang. "Poor fellow," said Scott, gently rubbing White Fang's ears. "I'm hitting the trail, old boy, where you can't follow. Now give me one of your growls, the last, a goodbye growl." But White Fang wouldn't growl. He gave his master a wistful, searching look and buried his head out of sight between his master's arm and body. A ship's horn sounded. "There she blows," said Matt. "You've got to go now. You don't want to miss the boat." The 2 men closed up the cabin. Matt locked the door. From inside came a low whining and sobbing. Scott wiped his eyes. "Take good care of him, Matt," he said. "Write and let me know how he gets on." "Sure," replied Matt. "But listen to that, will you?" Both men stopped. White Fang was howling as dogs howl when their masters die. His cry burst upwards, dying down into quavering misery. A heartbreaking cry. It rose up again and again. The steamship was jammed with passengers. Near the gangplank, Scott was saying goodbye to Matt. As Matt got ready to go ashore, they had a final handshake, but Matt's hand dropped. He stared at something behind them. Scott turned to see. Sitting on the deck of the steamship, watching wistfully, was White Fang. "Did you lock the door?" asked Scott. "Sure did," said Matt. White Fang flattened himself to the ground, his ears back. He felt desperate. Matt tried to catch him to take him ashore, but in a second he ran off into the crowd of passengers. It was only when Scott called that he came to them. As Scott patted the dog, he noticed something. He bent in closer and saw blood on his muzzle, and a fresh cut between his eyes. "We forgot the window," he cried. "He's all cut up. Must have butted his way clean through the glass. I don't believe it." The steamship hooted its final whistle. "I'd better have him now," said Matt. "Goodbye, Matt," said Scott, taking no notice. "I'll write to you about the dog." "You don't mean..." "I do," said Scott firmly. "I'm taking him with me." The gangplank was hauled in, and the steamship swung out from the bank. Scott waved a last goodbye to Matt on the shore. Then he bent down to White Fang. "Growl for me now, won't you, you stupid brave fellow," he said. White Fang knew he had won. He growled and purred and nuzzled his beloved master for all he was worth.